The reading this morning is from Matthew 28, verses 16 to 20, and it'll be found on page 1001 in our church Bibles. The Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
Good morning. And I'd like to add to Mel's welcome. Welcome to, there's usually four, five or six of us, so how lovely to have 60 or 70 in our home group, Mel. We can work towards that, can't we? So over the last couple of weeks, we've heard about the belt of truth. And last week we had a very visual display. We saw, I'll never forget that vision of at the end where you had the breastplate on and the balls were bouncing off. And that was so visual. Now, why we need right, the importance of righteousness and that belt of, the breastplate. But today we're thinking about protection on a different part of the body that would have been familiar to the people back in the day. They would have looked around them and have seen many Roman soldiers in their territory. And Roman soldiers used to travel along pretty rough roads. So they would have worn something like that. Real tough. As you can see, the roads have been very rough and they would have worn something like that. So would you agree it's important that we wear the right sort of footwear? Would you agree? I'd like some help. Are you willing to help me this morning? I've got some friends who are going to come and help me to help us think about wearing the right footwear. We've got some friends who are going to come up and they're about off to do some special activities. And then we'll have some footwear and we'll try and match the footwear with the activity. So first of all, we have... right, here they come. So the first part of your quiz is try and guess what each of these people are going to be doing. So would you like to step forward first, Mel? So let's see if anyone can guess what Mel might be doing today.
Close.
We'll accept gardener. Farmer. He's going to be a farmer. So Mel's going to be a farmer. Would you like to stand behind the table then, Mel? Wasn't that good? And now the next one up, we have Richard. Going for a walk, a long walk, yes. Richard's off for a long walk. Do you want to go and stand by the farmer then, Richard?
Certainly.
Thank you. And now we have rather a smart gentleman over there. What's Paul off to do? Paul's... I haven't heard the right answer yet. What's Paul about to do, we think? He's going to the office, isn't he? Yes. Next, Paul. He's not even supposed to take a step forward. He's well up for this. Thank you, Paul. So what's Paul about to do? He's going through for exercise, isn't he? And finally, Pam. Pam, what's Pam going to do? What do we think Pam's going to... No, she's not showing off. Pam is a dancer, I'm glad to say. So, any thoughts? Yes, dancing. So now, the next part of the quiz, we've got to try and match the footwear with what they're doing. So, do you mind, Paul? Paul is now going to produce some footwear, and we've got to try and match the right footwear with the right what they're doing. and they're not for Pam. For the farmer, that's right. That's Paul, yes. And all these shoes have been cleaned. Process of elimination. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I think they deserve a round of applause, don't they? Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for your help. So, do you agree it's important we get the right footwear for the right activity? So just for a moment, just think about all of the footwear that you've got at home. Do you think it's a good idea to have the right footwear for the right occasion? So, you've just put some footwear on, you're standing at your front door. What happens next? What do you do? Standing at the front door, put some shoes on, what next? It's not a trick question. You're going out. Thank you, Michael. So in this morning's reading, we've just heard Jesus give the clear instruction to us all. Go and make disciples of all nations. A clear rallying cry. And Paul picked this up when describing the armour of God by telling us, go out with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. So what does he mean by that? It's a bit strange, isn't it? So let's think about what readiness means. Readiness means being prepared. Wherever we go and whatever we do as Christians, God has assured us that he'll be with us through Jesus' presence with us and with the Holy Spirit within us to guide us in everything we do. So how do we make sure that we're in a state of readiness to go out and share the good news of salvation with the people that we'll meet? You know me, I like to give practical tips. So here's one or two practical thoughts. First, read God's mighty, powerful word every day to learn how God wants us to relate to people. Once you've read it, secondly, start putting it into practice. Live by his word so that the people you meet will notice something different about you. And then obeying his instructions. And there's another, none of this is new, you've heard all this before. Pray and ask for guidance. And maybe even invite friends to one of our church's activities. There's always plenty going on. And now here's a plug for home groups now. By regularly meeting with fellow Christians for prayer and learning. And here's another one. By telling other people about Jesus. Is that hard to do, to tell people about Jesus? Some might say yes, some might not so. Some might say no. So shall we put it into operation? Let's spend a couple of minutes, pick someone near you, perhaps not somebody you don't know so well, and spend a couple of minutes, one of you talk about Jesus, whatever you like about him, and then let the other person respond. So just do that for a couple of minutes. Sit, find someone and talk about Jesus. Nothing else, or you can if you like, but... Please carry on the conversations afterwards. So that was part one of the challenge. Did anyone enjoy that challenge, part one? Yeah? Are you ready for part two of the challenge? Do the same again in the next few days with somebody that doesn't know him. Ooh. Not quite so easy, but I'd love to hear some wonderful stories in the feedback session next week about how well it went with speaking to someone who doesn't know Jesus. Remember, God will be with you as you reach out and he will give you the words to say. Be bold in his name, just like you have been. You've just proved you can do it. So just go and do it again with somebody else. So to summarise the idea of being readiness, or being in readiness to walk out in faith, there's two key words that it might be worth remembering whenever you are walking: trust and obey. I've got two people who are ready in the wings here. Trust Jesus to be with you and to guide you to wherever he might send you. And obey when you sense him leading you to speak to someone or to do something for him. Imagine at the bottom on your left shoe, you've got the word trust written. Can you see that? And on the other shoe, imagine you've got the word obey written. Trust and obey. Yeah, can everyone see that? Can you remember those words? Ali's got a nice way for you to try and remember those words in a few minutes. We'll come on to that. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. Just try walking for a few minutes and just... Now, you can't say the words every step. I've tried it this morning. And if you say trust, you can say obey after about four steps. But just get those words into your mind. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. If you don't remember anything else about today, you won't forget trust and obey, I hope. Trust and obey. The Christian life is a journey. So as you're walking along, going anywhere, doing anything, doesn't have to be a Christian activity, just remember those two words, trust and obey. Trust and obey. And it'll soon become a habit, and it'll help you to remember the simple life that Jesus is calling you to. He's not calling you to a complicated life. Trust him and obey. And the more we're able to walk in that simple pattern of following and obeying Jesus, the more we'll find God's peace becoming part of our lives. I think you can put your arms. You can put them down there. Thank you. So,
sit down now, please.
If you wish. Yes, thank you. Thank you, gents. So Paul refers to the gospel of peace. So what does he mean by this? Peace can mean many things. It can mean the absence of conflict around us. It can mean the absence of conflict within us. But it can also mean much more than that. That there's a Hebrew, if you wouldn't mind just putting that slide up, there's a Hebrew word, shalom. You may have heard the word. As well as a greeting used at any time of the day to say hello, it also means peace, well-being. May you be filled with a complete and perfect peace. May you be overflowing with inner and outer joy and peaceful serenity. Isn't that beautiful? Time to spend just a few seconds with somebody else now. Just wish somebody else shalom and just have a look at what the words mean and what you're wishing that person. Just have a look at the words and just wish somebody around you shalom. Shalom. So God wants us, as his dearly loved children, to know his peace. Throughout the Bible, there's many references to the peace that God shares with his people. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way." And Colossians 3:15, "May the peace of God rule in our hearts." There's many, many others. There may be challenges occurring in your life at the moment. Circumstances or situations may be difficult for you, and you may not recognise a sense of peace in your walk with the Lord. But talk to him about it. Talk to your brothers and sisters here at St Mary's. Receive prayer and remember that God really is on your side. God knows and understands your circumstances and he will guide your way forward. And remember the reassurance that we have from Romans 8:28. We know, we're not guessing, we're not hoping, we know that God works in all things, the good, the bad, the hard, the tough. God works for the good of those who love him. And I think we all love him here today, don't we? God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Just keep trusting and obeying the Lord, and you will know his peace. And start practicing today. As you leave the church, remember what the two steps were? Trust and obey. That's your cue, Ollie. Amen.